So what's the main focus for pre-season?
For us? Well, I guess for us is trying to get the rest of the group back to start off with. We've got the first group back today. So obviously only the first year 1-4 us, so they're back. You always get a little bit of a shock to the system. But you know, the main focus before Christmas is just getting fit and healthy. That's the biggest thing. We'll have a few new things that we'll try and throw at them, but generally speaking, this time of the year, we just want to make sure that they're fit, they're healthy, they work really hard, and they present themselves in really good fashion. So then we crank it up post Christmas with our skill work that you know, they're ready to go.
How did it all go this morning?
Good. Yeah, incident free. So they're all a smaller group. It's about the only time the coaches outweigh the players. So there's a lot of orange men out there at one stage. But no, it's good to get back. I mean, the good thing is that we do want to. It gives you a chance to be able to experiment with a few new drills, do a few different things. It's almost like a soft opening. You know, you get to experiment a little bit with the younger players and get some really good feedback. And then when the main group comes back, it goes to another gear.
So, Michael, how many players were there today?
There was probably about 15, 16 players, yeah.
I know Rory Sloane trained at Adelaide. Did you have any players that weren't 1-4
No, not today. We're quite with the way all those rulings go now, we're quite flexible on all that. It's completely their choice. If they wish to come, they can. But we probably more encourage the fact that they do get a good spell. It's a very long, you know, we just had a bit of a chat about it before about you know, not feeling like the break's actually happened at all. It can feel like one complete year. So for our players that have been here for a period of time, it's important that they get the rest they need, and normally they're pretty good with their in how they present themselves.
Why was the session closed this time of year?
Today?
Yeah.
I think that's what we always do, don't we? Do we always have our closed training sessions? Yeah. That'll be something you'll have to take up with a few other people, not me, for here today.
Obviously a lot of talk about game plan last year. A couple of the departing players, Pollock in particular, said he expects Port to change their game plan up to try to score more freely in 2019. From a coach, you're obviously senior assistant now. Will there be a change in that over pre-season? Is that something you work on?
Oh, look, we have to look at all those things. I mean, you know, I'm not for me today to sit here and make any statements about the way we want to play. That'll be something you'll obviously observe over the time. But you know, we're also quite clearly not happy where we are. So for us, you know, looking at the way that we play and how we score is obviously one of those. When you're coming off a year where we didn't score as well as what we wanted to, you know, we will actively encourage being more bolder in the way that we play. But at the same time, there's other things that we want to make sure that we're getting done as well, and we're not just sort of all start to become, you know, just one way focused. You know, a game is a transition game. It requires us to be both good on both sides of the ball, and that will continue to be a strong point in our game.
Michael, how do you think you sell the loss of Jared and Chad to the members and the fans as a positive?
Well, again, what I would say is that what's overwhelming for us is that we're not happy where we are. We finished out of the final, so as a result of that, change will exist. And sometimes that sits on a personnel level, and sometimes that sits in the way that we train. You know, the way our coaches will actually be. We've got a whole new set of coaches. You know, roles have changed within that coaching group. So with that comes an element of freshness. You know, the opportunity that's existed now is that we've got now early draft picks. We're going to have some young talent come into this group. Some quite exciting talent from the looks I've had in draft. So to me, it's pretty easy.
Is that a change of tactic? I mean, it seemed like last couple of years it was all in to win a flag, and now the concession that draft picks are the way to go, which even if they're superstars might take a year to sort of come into fruition. I feel like it might be a step away from where you were a couple of years ago.
No, that's that'd been making the assumption that that, you know, that we're all in last year. That's different to this year. From our perspective, that we expect, and we don't try and put a limit on where our group can actually go. So just because a couple of personnel people have changed doesn't mean that necessarily changes what you're trying to achieve. So we still expect that we've got or still have a very capable group. We still have a group that we think can do really, really well. But at this stage of the year, when we're staying pre-season day one, to sort of put a bit of an end point to that would be hard to do.
We look at some of the vision we did get to see was there was that little high pressure kicking sort of drill which you were a part of. Is that an emphasis on from day one? Skills are the factor given, I mean, it seems to be a perennial knock on Port Adelaide.
I don't know whether I was part of that one. You might have been looking at the wrong orange guy, but I don't get jumping those drills anymore. No, not me. No, no, no. That's well and truly past my time. I think probably without the visibility of having what drills we've done in the past, that would be not so much too different to what we've done. But we are looking at the way that we are training and the type of drills that we are doing, and the game requires us to make a lot of decisions. It requires us to be exceptionally good in transition, and they're just parts of the training we get to do before Christmas. But coming into this part of the year, getting them all back fit and healthy, and making sure that they're strong, they're fit, they're bigger, that can sustain the type of footy that we want to play into the new year is pretty important.
Did you have a pre-season or an off-season guideline? Were there what was sort of communicated to the players in terms of measures they had to meet?
Oh, there's always stringent measures. One of the things about having a longer break is that we ask our players to present themselves back in pretty good fashion. In my time here, they've done a pretty good job at that. The players this morning have kicked off pretty well. But it's a long campaign. We're pretty excited about what we've got ahead of us. But we also understand that it's tempered by the fact that we've got a long way to go. So. We look forward to it. It's a bit hard to feel like talking about 2019 season right now, but especially when we just overcome session one.
Well, just on Theo's question before, so there's no way, I guess, you're rebuilding with your list. You still think you can be super, super competitive next year. If you've got those three picks in the top, half 15 or so, do you think that capable of playing good senior footy next year with picks of that magnitude?
I think the intel we're getting suggests that they'll be thereabouts, yes. It's always hard to just put out on the first year players coming in and saying they're going to play. What we think is the norm is a Sam Pelpepper coming in and playing 18, 20 games or whatever he played the year before, and that's a little abnormal. But certainly the capability amongst this group is that they'll get a few games in, and where that lands at the moment, clearly we don't know necessarily the types of what they might be. We'd certainly like to add some run, but that doesn't always work out that way when you've got the quality of picks that we have in this year's draft.
Is it a matter of then going back to basics for this pre-season just to get that core group together and the skill set at where you want them so then going further into the season that things are where they're meant to be?
Yeah, it's funny that you highlight it because we can sometimes get too complex in what we do. But I've always felt the game is about that. It is about executing the basics at the right time in the game. And this is the time where we really get to spend and do a lot of repetition on what they are. So when we are under pressure and we have less time and the scoreboard's against us, that we do the right things at the right time. And we had some games last year where we did do that, and we dug in really well and we got the outcome we're after, and we had other games where we didn't. So clearly there's still a stronger emphasis in that area and that we have to become more robust in.
And Michael, your new role?
Yeah, I'm in the senior assistant role now. So, take care of a bit of training and point my finger a few more times. But I'm looking forward to the role. We have had a shuffle amongst the coaches, and that in itself is quite new and refreshing for the players. The different language, just having Monty in and also having Jared Schofield from what he's been able to achieve over in Perth. So, the new voices, the new language, new roles that'll be amongst our coaches. So our players will certainly feel an element of freshness amongst our coaches, that's for sure.
Thanks, Michael.
Cheers. No worries.